I was struck by the first, actually, first line of this report, the summary of this report. NASA procures most of its goods and services through contracts, and it terminates very few of them. What did you find as you dug more into that idea?
Just in general, they do not terminate many contracts. They haven't terminated many over time. I wouldn't say it's so unusual based on my experience with DOD. They don't terminate many contracts either, but NASA has had very long-standing relationships with its contractors, and sometimes programs might terminate. Contracts might not necessarily terminate at the same time.
It would seem to somebody like me from the outside looking in that when a program ends, that the service would no longer be needed. Is that a fair assumption on my part, or is there something that I'm missing?
Yes, for the most part, it is a fair assumption.
So the fact that these contracts continue is not something that NASA should necessarily continue doing.
Right, and it's not something that usually does. You know, usually just the rate of terminating contracts is just generally low. And even when you terminate a big program, that might just be one contract among a whole sea of contracts.
Mm-hmm. Talk about some of the suggestions or recommendations that you made when it comes to being able to look at these contracts and decide which ones should stay and which ones should go, in the case of NASA at least.
Well, in this case, what we looked at was more specifically how NASA's policies and practices related to managing the potential costs associated with terminating projects. So we didn't really look at what they should or when they should terminate, but we looked at, you know, how do they handle that possibility, because contractors are responsible for keeping track of what the government may owe them in the event of a termination. But we really wanted to see how that process was being managed in NASA, because there was some consternation and questions about all that when NASA proposed terminating a very big program last year called the Constellation Program.
Talk about what happened with the Constellation Program and what you found as you looked at it.
We were asked last year to look at the Constellation Program from a legal perspective and offer opinions in terms of whether NASA was handling things in accordance with appropriations law. But what was coming up at that time of that review were disagreements between NASA and the contractor about how the termination was being handled. And contractors felt that for a long time in working with NASA, it was always understood that NASA would pay for termination costs, even if contractors worked past the point where they didn't have money set aside that would cover those costs. And really, under a contract, it's the contractor's obligation to make sure when they have an allotment of funds that they put money aside to cover termination costs, and that they continually estimate those costs so that that money is there. The government's not obligated to pay the contractor any more than, you know, that allotment. So there were just questions about how NASA had always handled that in the past and reassurances it gave contractors, and all of a sudden it was a different approach under Constellation. But really, under the Constellation Program, NASA was just reemphasizing the contractor's responsibilities to estimate their potential costs for terminations and to manage that within their allotments.
Now, given where we are budget-wise and the fiscal constraints agencies find themselves under, that topic is touching pretty much everything that has to do with contracting or anything else, and you address that here. You write, as the federal government deals with its fiscal limitations, NASA's contractors may perceive contract termination as a greater risk in the future and may be less willing to continue contract performance without full funding of their potential termination liability. What is the downside for the agency when if that plays out as you're writing about it there?
Well, the upside for an agency when termination liability is, you know, you're just kind of leaving it up to the contractor to handle it, is that contractors could work past the point where they have that reserve left over for terminations just under the assumption the program's always going to be running. So you might potentially, you know, get a little bit more extra work out of them within that allotment, rather than them stopping and saying, hey, we're coming close to that point in time where we're crossing the threshold of reserves, and NASA, you need to give me more money. So when you're under this other scenario, you're going to have contractors working up to a point where that reserve is getting hit, and they need to alert NASA to put aside more money. So there may be an issue of putting aside some more money.